Oh man, it's bad. We're back.
We're back. Hey, I have a couple radio things to talk to you about.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
So first of all, the Ryan Seacrest stroke thing I kind of enjoyed this week.
Okay, but here's what's weird. When I'm at work, I get on social media a lot because I'm just sitting at a desk watching cameras and I can fucking scroll through my feed. That's when you see me blowing up social media and putting shit all over if I'm not busy.
Right.
And I never saw one mention of it anywhere.
Oh, no, I saw it because I go through Google News every morning to look for stuff.
Oh, okay.
And there was a lot of coverage of, because it's been slow with news, of him, like, and I watched the video, and it was weird, but they're claiming he didn't have a stroke. He was just tired.
Dude, this is literally how I found out. Old Asian dude, like, he's a grandpa, and he's our CFO. Coolest fucking dude in the world. He walks up to me, and he's like, hey, Mike, did you work with Ryan Seacrest? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I think he had a stroke on TV last night. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I was watching with my wife. They were watching the Idol finale. And he goes, and it looks like he had a stroke. I think he had a stroke. And I'm like, I have not heard that. And then I Googled it, and it was everywhere.
Yeah, you watch the video, and it's, you know, I didn't obviously see it on TV because I cannot stand to watch that show.
Oh crap. God.
That's my doorbell.
Oh, I thought that was a kid. What do you got coming in the house?
No, it's delivery. Oh. I know. You can track everything. It's funny because UPS, like, track our live delivery, and it said it was going to show up at 1 o'clock. And then every time I'd go on the live delivery thing, it'd be like, he's in your neighborhood. So obviously 7 hours later, but yeah, the stroke Ryan Seacrest thing was amazing. And then the other thing is, did you see that Bean has COVID?
Oh no, I did not. That's fucking alarming considering he only has one kidney now.
Right. But he said he's kind of halfway through it. And the doctor said he'll either get better now or it's going to get really bad. But he claims that they were doing everything right. You know, he lives in London now, I believe. And wow. he ended up with the COVID. And I don't think his wife got it or got it as bad, if I remember from the post. But I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Because he's, you know, obviously he's older like us. He's older than you and me, probably 10 years. And he gave up a kidney to what's his name? So I was like, yeah,
he's now dead. That's gotta be.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. Scott Mason. That's who it was. But yeah, I was like, you know, that's kind of scary for him.
Yeah. And then K-Rock, okay, that article, I love that article you posted today. I love that where K-Rock is like just taking it in the ass since firing everyone. But do you know every radio station, every single radio station is down by 50% right now?
Yes. No, I've been watching and here's the thing. If people aren't driving, they're not listening to the radio. It's the only time people listen to the radio. They don't listen to it at home because radio sucks ass. Yep. They listen to it if they're old like me and stuck in a car.
Yep.
And as cars get newer, that happens less and less. But my car's 10 years old. So
they
I
don't as my daughter. My daughter's in the car. She streams her fucking Spotify or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, no, no. And if you have a newer car, your newer car will automatically connect to your phone and listen to something cool instead of radio. So this people not driving has totally hurt radio.
Yeah. And in fact, there's no traffic means there's even a shorter commute for the people that are listening. They're listening less.
Although I had traffic today, I was driving back. I went into the office for a little while and I actually hit traffic. People are starting to go back.
I went into, left the office and went out on the road with my boss for a little bit. And we had to go and we went down the Long Beach freeway and we had traffic going and coming back. Like not insane traffic, like normal, but traffic.
But more.
Yeah, we definitely were slow. We came to a complete stop and we're bumper to bumper for about a mile on the 710.
Yeah, I had that happen on the 118 for a little while. We were bumper to bumper, and I'm like, geez, it's starting again. And it was such a nice break.
I thought you fuckers were locked in your houses. Okay, yeah. I had a very disappointing experience yesterday. I almost wrote a letter to boss man of CHP.
Okay.
I was in my car yesterday, and I was speeding because I'm a speeder, and I got to drive a Prius.
Your car only goes so fast, though.
By the way, my car at 80, that's as fast as I want to go in that car. And that's how fast I was going.
My little car is not very fast, and 80 is about the fastest. Anything over that, and it gets a little weird.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable in that car over 80. Yeah, but no, I was in the fast lane, and I was going 80. And what's weird is every morning now, traffic is back heading into Santa Monica from downtown. But I'm going into downtown, and there's fucking none. It's still taking me 23, 24 minutes to get to work every day. So I'm going 80, and I'm jamming along. And in my rearview mirror, I see this douche in a big fucking four-wheel drive truck just flying. He's gaining on me fast. So, and I see him, and then I like look back, and I'm driving, and then I look, and he's on my ass. Like, he fucking caught me quick. So he had to be doing at least 90, at least to have caught me like that quick, especially because I saw him coming, and I knew I was going to get, I'm not a dick. I'd like, if I'm going, I'll move over. If there's room, I'll move over and let you by. So I move over, and he blows by me, and I'm like, what a dick. And then right then I see a CHP coming really fast, and I'm like, awesome. So this guy's going to get it. And I slow down because I'm going 80, and I'm thinking, fuck, he may get me. So he paces the dude, and we go. This happens at about La Brea where they pass me. He follows this dude, totally pacing him all the way to the 110. Never turns the lights on. When we get to the 110, I go straight and continue onto that 10 onto the 5, and they both get on the 110, and the cop passes them and just keeps going. I was so bummed. I'm like, oh, this fucker's going to get it. Like, finally, somebody going 90 is going to get popped right out. I see it. This is going to be great. Nothing. Just fucking let him go.
I still haven't seen it happen. I've heard stories, but I was driving to work today, and I'm doing probably the same, about 80, and two guys, the thing I've noticed is people are still trying to drive like there's nobody on the road.
Yeah.
And this guy flies up on me, and I'm on the transition from the, I'm staying on the 101, but we're crossing the 405. So there's really only a couple lanes, but then you gain two left lanes, you know, after that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, he'll be able to blow around, you know, like right around me after. But he was riding my ass, and I wasn't getting over. You know, now he had two lanes, and he didn't pass me for the longest time. I'm like, what is this dick doing?
Yeah, there's the people that, like, think, and when they get to the point of being assholes and, like, riding your ass rather than passing you, at that point, then my heels are dug in, and guess what? I'm fucking not getting out of this lane. I will go past my exit now to fuck with you. I'm not such a dick that I'll brake check you, like, unless you're really fucking annoying. But for the most part, I'm going. You're going to have to deal with passing me.
Right. Well, there was no reason. I was only over all the way to the left because I was on the transition. Once I got there, I didn't like all of a sudden cut all the way over. I stayed in what would have been the number three lane at that point. But people are dicks.
It's stupid. People are dicks. And you're right. There was, where the fuck was I? I'm all over on the road lately. There were I went way out. I was working on the weekends. I'm working on the other fucking station shit. Okay. And that's a fucking haul from my house. So I'm driving and just seeing people like coming. And I'll see them coming to my rearview mirror, and they're in the lane next to me, and they're going like 90, 95, 100. And then I see their lane's about to end because I'm rapidly approaching the car in front of them.
Right.
And I know what they're going to do. And so they'll cut, dude, it happened to me twice where people fucking cut in with a foot or two between my bumper at like 100 miles an hour.
Right.
Because they had to be going 100. And that happened multiple times on the way out there and on the way back on Saturday. I'm like, people are fucking crazy, man. And they're driving like nuts.
Did you see the chase yesterday? It was a good one.
No, my wife was freaking out about some chase the other night that was over here.
Okay, no, this one was in Burbank. Dude in a white Mercedes SUV with, like, stolen plates. They're chasing him. He's going, like, 130. It started in near Santa Clarita and headed towards Burbank. He keeps getting on and off the freeway, and at some point he pops open his hatchback and starts letting stuff fall out of the back of his truck.
At the cops?
Yeah, and just – well, the cops weren't right behind him. He's just trying to ditch evidence. Apparently he was a package thief.
Oh, he was throwing out boxes.
Yeah, he gets off the freeway, though, here in the Burbank neighborhoods, and he's going around, and he's trying to ditch boxes and stuff, and he starts to take off, and a CHP rams him, but comes at him from the front, not a pin maneuver from the back.
I've never seen that.
No, came in from the coming towards him and then hit the back rear quarter panel, knocking him off. And he got out of the car then and they got him. But it was a good, I mean, like that cop had balls. He came at that car from the front.
I bet he's in trouble. That is not regulation. They teach you that shit and that is not how they teach it.
This chase had been going on though and weaving in and out. And he would kind of lose them for a little while and then they'd catch up. And I think this cop just happened upon him. You know what I mean? Like where it was like he was trying to catch up to the scene.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh shit, there he is. And he just rammed him.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Speaking of police chases, I had the strangest dream the other night. It was a dream and it was a movie. I was watching a movie, right? Okay. In this dream. And in the movie, the dude's driving a car and he's going really fast. And you see a speedometer and it's like 100. It's throwing like 100 and whatever. And he's just flying down the road. And he's got the radio blasting. And then all of a sudden, you see out of nowhere, there's really bright fucking light. And it comes up over the fucking car and the car just shuts off, just turns off. And then, you know, it's a fucking like alien abduction, right?
That's right. Okay. So you now you're in, what is that? The movie the alien movie where he's in the work truck and the bright lights come above him.
Yes. That's the deal. Fire in the Sky.
No. I'm thinking of the Spielberg one.
Oh, you're thinking of Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yes, Close Encounters.
But what happens, it ends up, the thing that's funny, it pans back, the guy's like, fuck. And he's looking up at the bright light, and he's like, fucking light's bright. Ends up, it's the cops, it's the future. And it's a cop. And the cops just fly out over the car, and they just shut your car off. And there are no police chases in the future.
Well, they keep saying that's what they're working on a thing that'll shoot out of the front of the cop car, go under your car and fire off an EMP, which will disable the car.
Probably destroy the car. I bet you.
Yeah. Electromagnetic pulse. Probably. You're right. But it would stop the chase.
Yeah. It would, which would be way safer than reverse pit maneuver.
Right.
That's what that guy did. He did a reverse pit maneuver.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, I know it's hard to figure out what car is what, because especially this car had fake plates, but a fancy Mercedes like that has the ability to be shut off remotely. Yeah.
Well, any car that has that next star, whatever the fuck it is, right. Any car that has that can be turned off by satellite.
Right. OnStar. Yeah. And all those new fancy cars have that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting to the point of it's going to be hard to have police chases because they're going to start. Spike strips aren't going to happen anymore. You're right. It's going to be a little freaking electromagnetic pulse or a jammer or something, or they're going to fly over you with a UFO and shut you off.
Or a drone that lands on the top of the car and shuts it off.
It just zaps the shit out of it and just fries it.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, like, I'm actually surprised the technology doesn't already exist.
It just might be too expensive or too expensive to deploy massively. Like they'd have to have a special police chase car, like only one. You know how when what was the damn tracking software for the cars? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where you paid and they would track it. Only like some police cars had that initially. Like one police car per department was outfitted with the you know computer
So they couldn't all track it.
Yeah, they couldn't all track it. Was it LoJack?
Wasn't it something like that?
I think it might have been LoJack. Yeah, I think it was LoJack. LoJack for your ass.
Yeah, but you know, now I'm sure that anything that you invented like that, you could put on cop cell phones. You wouldn't even need a thing in the car.
But that's another thing too, that you can ping towers, like they'd know where you're cell. They call fuckers all the time in car chases and try to get them to fucking turn off. You would think they could do something just back. Have your cone, you make your phone explode in the car.
Did you see the guy a few weeks ago who was throwing flares out his window?
No, I see. I don't have local TV at all. So I never see any, I don't see any chases or anything.
But if you sign up for Kevin's car chase thing on Facebook, he notifies you.
Oh God.
And they always put up a link online. And now Facebook has added a cool thing where when you start to watch it on Facebook, it asks you if you want to put it on your TV, and I can just press a button and put it on my TV.
Oh, yeah, that screen share thing.
Yeah.
That is cool.
But yeah, if you
Yeah, I
join
haven't watched
Kevin's
them.
car chase group, he will tell you when there's chases.
God. I am. Oh. I have to do something before I forget. I promised I would. Our friend, Alina,
Yes.
is getting fucking donkey punched by unemployment. Like,
Yeah, I saw a post from her, like they won't give it to
and
her, right?
she even said to me, "Will you please ask anyone on the pod the next time you do a pod if anyone has any idea how to help me? And if so, to direct message her on Facebook and reach out to her." Because, dude, 9 fucking weeks they've mailed her nothing. You can't go online and you cannot get through. There's so many
No.
unemployed people in America that you call and then at some point it says, "Oh, the wait's too long," and just fucking hangs up on you.
I saw somebody post the other day, and they were very similar situation to Alina, where they're an independent contractor and they were trying to get through. And she said she started calling from when they opened and would just hang up and call, and it took like something like 7 hours or something, but then she finally got through to a person.
Alina
She
has
just
not
hang
been
up.
so lucky. She's been trying and trying and trying, and she's like, "I need help. Is there anyone that has any idea how to help me?" But she has not got a penny. And by the way,
No, that's
she's
bullshit.
like, "I think it has to do with my status." And I'm like, "Bullshit. You are a legalized fucking
You know what I think it is?
green card. She pays a
It's the independent
fuckload of
contractor
taxes,
thing.
dude. She makes good money. She
No.
pays a lot of taxes. She's getting fucked."
No, 100%. But I know there's been a lot of problems with the independent contractors, and because I believe the person I saw who was posting about it was like a dog groomer or something, and
Yeah, what bullshit.
they also were an independent contractor, and so it was harder. It's because normally you wouldn't be able to get unemployment, but they allowed it, but their
Yeah.
system wasn't ready for it, you know? So they,
It is
it's,
fucked up, and I
yeah.
feel so bad for her because she has had no income for this
No,
entire fucking time.
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is fucked, man. So we
We were
gotta help
talking
our
about at
girl.
work today. I was only at work for like 3 hours, but one other guy happened to be there. We don't all go in. We kind of go in when we need to. And one other guy happened to be there, and he is a young kid who started a couple years ago and moved from New York. And he got sucked into one of these shitty corporate apartments around here, you know, where they keep jacking up his rent and stuff. And so I was telling him, like, you're about to have your pick of apartments, because you know when they lift the ban on evictions,
Oh God, they're
that
gonna clear house.
a lot of people are just going to bolt, right? Because you have to pay back, but why wouldn't you just bolt and not pay back that old, you know, that rent?
Yeah.
So
Fuck.
I was like, I bet you'll be able to find an apartment. And he was like, yeah, probably. And also, I think a lot of people are going to leave. You know, like all these, you know, like the young people who come here and were bartenders and waiters and shit.
Yeah.
Those jobs aren't coming back for a long time. I bet they just go back to wherever they came from.
Yeah. I
You know,
would.
like when I was young, I knew a lot of people who moved here to try and act, and they lasted a year or two, but they all survived off of their bartending and waiting gigs.
Yeah,
Without that
which there
shit,
are none now.
no, there's none, and they might not come back for a
I don't
while.
think, I think the especially waiters and waitresses that they'll get a little bit of work, but they're gonna be hit even harder because I know this. I want all restrictions lifted, and I want people to fucking have a brain and practice. Like, we could have shit open if people would
Yeah,
wear a
if
mask
people
and social
weren't
distance
dicks.
and be fucking cool about
Right.
looking out for other people, but they're not. And I think because of that, I'm not going to a restaurant. I'm gonna keep doing
Oh, no.
takeout and the shit like that, but I'm not gonna go do that shit. And I think a lot of people are gonna follow my
100%.
lead.
No, I'm with you. I was just talking to somebody today about that. I'm like, I'm not going any. Fine, let those dumbasses go. And the problem is people. I don't trust people to do the right thing, and they already aren't. You
I
already see
know.
people around, you know, screaming in the faces of the Costco employees and shit. And
Or the police with their assault rifle on their back.
right. But it would be so
Fucking
simple
idiots.
if everybody just wouldn't be a dick and social distance and wear a mask. We could all be out doing shit. But I don't trust people at all.
No, you can't because they don't give a fuck. It's such a me fucking world that nobody gives a fuck about anybody.
No, I won't be going to a restaurant for a long
And
time.
that's a
I
lot
was.
coming for me because I don't give a fuck about people.
No,
I don't. I
I
really
know.
don't. But I, you know, what I give a fuck about my mom and dad, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. I don't want them to
And
be dead. I want to look out for them. And I know other people got parents too.
but also, it's very low effort in this situation to not be a dick.
Hey, here's the rule. Don't be a dick. that's it.
Yeah, but it's like, here's what I'm asking you to do to not be a dick. Stay a little bit away from other people and wear a mask. It doesn't seem that hard.
Dude, I have, because now I'm screening more. They added about 30 more people for me to screen. So now I'm screening about 70 people. I
have a question. Have you rejected anybody yet?
I've put a couple people on ice and rechecked them because they showed a little warm. And I was like, hey, go sit over here. Sit down. I'm not letting you in the building. Yeah, and they ended up being okay. And then I went and got another thermometer. We have three thermometers throughout the building. So I'm like, let me have somebody else come out here and check you and see if maybe mine, you know, was off or you were, I don't know, maybe they were running from the bus or something.
Right.
So, and I've had that, but no one's been sick yet.
So nobody's actually.
But it's fucking, okay, now I'm in my office and now it's gotten to, I have to scan anybody that comes in, visitor, anything. And they have to fill out, if you're not an employee, you have to fill out a paper saying, I haven't been near anyone that has it, blah, blah, you know, that shit, all liability.
Okay.
So today alone, four fucking people just walked in my fucking office with no mask on. That didn't work there.
Right.
Not that I would let people that work there in without a mask on.
No, but I'm with you. Like everywhere I go, you know, like anywhere I go, if I'm not wearing the mask, like if I just get out of my car, I put it on. If we go through a drive-thru, I had all the kids put on, we went through, they wanted to go through McDonald's. I'm like, you guys all got to put on your mask when we're going up to the window.
I do that same thing. I sit in the car. I don't wear it in the car unless I'm, the only time I wear it in the car, and I've said that before, is if I go to the store and I put it on,
I'm with you.
I'll wear it home.
If I've gone someplace.
Yeah. I'll wear it till I get home and then I'll take it off and get rid of it or put it on my dashboard for decontamination and get a
With you. Like if I've just been to the store, I wear it until I get home.
Yeah, me too.
But if I'm just like, if I brought it and I haven't gone anywhere, I'm not wearing it. But, and that was the kids, I was just taking the kids back. You know what I mean? But they wanted to go through McDonald's drive-thru. I'm like, all right, everybody put on your masks.
I wear that at the drive-thru. I order. And then as soon as I order, when I start to get towards that window, I put it on, I pay, and then I put the shit down and then I take it off as soon as I drive away from the window.
Yep, but that's not that much effort to do. And it's just amazing to me. And I'm with you. I was thinking about today. I'm like, God, we could all be going out and doing shit and not have to worry if people just weren't dicks. But go on your – do you have Nextdoor? God.
I think my wife does because she sends me shit all the time from it, but I don't think I do.
No, it's just full of assholes. Go and read any post on Nextdoor, and it will morph into people – to telling you why they're not going to wear a mask and why it's un-American.
That is the dumbest of
fucking
all.
Wear a mask and shut up and we could all be better off. It wouldn't be that hard.
But I am to the point of, I think we flattened the curve. The rate of infection is down and we should be able to go out. Now I'm totally cool. Like I said, with restaurants being open and letting those fucking idiots go, I'm still going to do what I'm doing. But should be allowed to go do it at this point, I believe. It's getting ridiculous in California. It's getting very ridiculous.
They're slowly. I mean, like, there's more open and more's opening this weekend. But, I'm with you. And here's the problem. I think a lot of people think like you and I. So they're going to open these places. These people aren't going to get unemployment anymore or anything. Yeah. And then nobody's going to go to these fucking restaurants and they're not going to be able to pay their employees and there's no more PPP or whatever that was called. And then they're super fucked.
Well, then they're really fucked because then that employer that's now struggling to begin with has to pay that person's unemployment when they fire them because they can't sustain them.
No, and it's going to turn into, because there's not they're not opening with confidence.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of people not want to go. And it's going to make it harder on these businesses.
That's another thing too. The lack of a fucking plan I can see this. If you're in fucking Iowa and there's not that many people and people live spread out, they should be able to do a lot more shit than California or Los Angeles. Sure. And even Northern California should be able to do a lot more shit than Los Angeles or New York. The heavy populated areas are where it's really fucking bad. And, you know, you fart, your neighbor smells it. You're going to be living under fucking more strict shit. Right. If you don't like it, get out.
That's what's happening in California. There's those counties up north that are almost fully open.
Yeah.
And then LA has got some of the worst numbers. So we're screwed for longer.
Yeah. But it's because we live on top of each other. Everyone has assholes and we just have more assholes because we have more people by numbers.
No, it's true. You're right. If you lived in a town of 100 people and two guys were being assholes, it wouldn't be as big a deal.
Everybody would be like, God, that guy's an asshole. Remember when that thing was going on? He wouldn't wear a mask, that fucker, running his mouth. God. But yeah, it's weird. So I hope they open everything. I hope everybody gets to do what they want to do. I'm going to continue doing what I want to do. And that's the way I think we should proceed from here, because the lack of a plan across the board, state, local, federal, is but all bullshit.
I don't
bullshit.
Think it's going to solve anything, because I don't think people are still going to go, and these businesses are going to be more fucked than they were before. Dude,
the fucking beach last weekend. I left here early in the morning to get out of town to go work.
Mm-hmm.
It was already, because what they've done is they've opened the beach, but they keep the parking lots are closed. So
they all park in your neighborhood?
No, they go up to Temescal. Temescal is a little over 1 mile from PCH to Sunset, all the way up. They're parked all, and then at the top of Temescal is all kinds of hiking trails. So all the people at the hiking trails park all down Sunset, just bumper to bumper, park cars, and then Temescal is packed with people going to the beach. It's a fucking zoo over here. I fucking
hate it.
Wait until
next weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
I'm thinking about going to work and not coming back here. Just leaving.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to the radio station and work.
That's the thing. Oh, just go out there?
I'm just going to stay out there for 3 days and fucking work. There's a lot of work to do, and I
thought you were able to do your shit from home. I didn't realize you had to go out there.
I will be able to. As of yet, I am not. Everything's being put together, and we moved, and there's been so much shit. And now I'm doing, there's a lot of radio people have been fired. No one knows about this weekend. I am not at liberty to discuss who I know, because I give people trouble, but I've been trying to capitalize on, hey, you just got fired.
So
you want to fucking talk to me.
So they're slaughtering even more people in radio world. It was already screwed
a lot,
but it doesn't surprise me. When you read that article about K-Rock, the delusion in that article was, you know, like, we're after a 28 to 29 year old who loves music and music's their lifestyle. Well, I have news for you, buddy. Somebody who's that age doesn't need the fucking radio. If they really are passionate about music, and I worked with a lot of people, the label at that age range, they haven't listened to radio in years.
Yep. And they're not going back, but that's radio's fault.
Right. Sadly. No, radio did it to itself. But even now, these kids nowadays aren't in the mindset for radio. They're not in the, you know, in that article it talked about how they're cranking the shit out of Post Malone circles on K-Rock.
Yes.
That they don't want to hear Post Malone circles, you know, when they listen over and over again. They're used to now getting a 6-hour playlist on their Spotify that doesn't have repeats.
Anytime
they're not
I have
into
the radio on, and my daughter occasionally will listen to radio stations in the car, and she's like, this is so old. I was into this song last summer. This is so old.
No,
the whole fucking time.
It's funny. My kids will be like, they'll go, this is a TikTok song. This was the song, you know, like, they already have burnt on it because they heard it on, you know, like 5 million kids made TikTok videos with it, and slow ass radio finally caught on. And at the point that's on the radio, the kids don't even care about it anymore.
I have no knowledge of TikTok whatsoever, other than I see people share their videos. I have set up an account for the radio station for every fucking social media there is. Right. Okay. And I've been doing it. And then to do TikTok, I have an app. Right. And so it's on my phone so I can do it from there. And I turn it on, and I've never made a post or anything because we're not on yet. So there's no need to do anything. It's just all on standby. I get why people are into that. It's fucking entertaining. You click the app and the fucking thing just starts playing videos that are like 30 seconds long. And if you like flip up and go to the next one at any point, but there's some pretty funny shit on there, and it's fast and moving. I get where kids like it.
It's the new Vine. I had one briefly for work as well, but I found it was really slowing my phone down. It uses a lot of shit in the background, so I just pulled it off my phone. I was like, nobody at my work is all older people anyway who use our products. The, you know, the 9 posts I'd put up didn't do much, so I left them up there and just took it off my phone.
I need to put it on I'll just get another company phone or some bullshit.
I use my personal phone for work stuff, and it was just, I'm like, I don't need this. TikTok is slowing down my life.
God, it is fucking nuts. But there's some really crazy shit going on. And when we come out of this, radio is going to be very different. And don't get me wrong. The whole, they're down and out and they're getting kicked in the nuts. And there's a fucking hole that I could drive an aircraft carrier through if we do this properly. It isn't. And then, I don't know if you saw this, but Joe Rogan sold his podcast for $100 million to fucking Spotify.
I didn't know that's how much it was. I saw that he sold to Spotify. I didn't see what the price tag was.
$100 million.
No way. His podcast was worth that much?
It's $100 million deal. So either it's to continue doing it or whatever, but I don't know. I didn't see the terms on it, but it's $100 million deal.
No, that's still crazy. Even if he only made, you know, if he's getting, I can't imagine what that deal would be. It's a shitload of money.
Yeah. And to me, that says, okay, this is, I'm doing the right thing because we're doing a personality driven product that is sellable to radio or to Spotify or to any of those. So that I liked seeing that story today going, wow, don't get me wrong. We're going to have to grind and make no money for a long time. And maybe even selling out at $3-5 million is fucking a dream.
No, for sure. But it isn't going to be radio. It would be Spotify or Pandora or Sirius.
Here's where we would be cool. I can see a radio company trying to get us, but they may not be able to be just for the same reason. We're going after weed. We're going after weed hard. Right. We have no regulations on weed. We can go do remotes from weed stores. We can be in a different weed store every fucking night because we're fucking online. There's no federal regulations on us at all. And I think radio either partner in, or if they could, if it wouldn't affect their licensing, or just flat out buy it and let it run as it is.
Isn't it Mike Tyson who does the podcast where they smoke a shitload of weed, or is it Rogan?
Joe Rogan just smokes weed. Remember, he got fucking Elon Musk fired from Tesla for smoking weed on his show.
I thought Mike Tyson did it too, though. Yeah,
probably.
So crazy.
Tyson's coming back.
I saw that he was training for something, right?
He's going to fight.
Who?
They don't know yet, but he's like saying he wants to do some exhibition matches and shit. Like, he's 53 years old and looks like a beast.
No, I saw him and he looked like, I was like, shit, I don't want to get hit by that guy. Do you think he's going to fight somebody his age or somebody younger?
I don't know. Good question. No idea.
I did see that footage of him training.
Jeez. He's still scary. That guy's still fucking scary.
Yeah, I think part of the thing that makes him scarier is his weird little, like, you don't know if he's all there in the head.
He's not. He can't be.
He's like he's this muscle machine of hitting, and you're like, I don't know if he can reason.
And then he'll chew your ear off if you start to get the better of him.
Right.
Fucking crazy bastard. Remember the guy he got mad at, and there was a video, and he was like, fuck you. I'll eat your fucking children. I'll fuck your wife. I'll eat your children. He was just fucking screaming shit at this guy. You're like, my God. He's unhinged.
And then he raises his pigeons.
Yeah. But when you see, I don't know if you ever saw his one-man show, and they made it into like a documentary or movie.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
I can't believe I'm saying this. You go away almost with a feeling sorry for him fucking thing. Like, this dude's just like a gullible idiot that just got taken advantage of left and fucking right by all kinds of people.
Man. I see that, though, in that he comes across as kind of simple.
Yeah. He's not the smartest guy in the fucking world.
Yeah.
But, man. Oh. We have good times, Jack. Good times coming.
You think so?
Yeah. Then we're going to be sitting at home all summer, not doing nothing. Everybody's have a kiddie pool on their fucking deck, sitting outside.
I had to go to Do It Center, you know, over here on Magnolia. It's my closest.
How was that week?
Hardware store. And it was awesome because hardly anybody goes there, but they had kiddie pools stacked.
Really?
Just out in front. And people were walking. They'd just walk up, grab one, walk. Yeah. You know, like the plastic.
Yeah. The old school cool one.
Yeah. Not inflatable. The old molded plastic ones.
God. Those things were awesome.
God, do you remember as a kid having one? I remember because we lived in, you know, Burbank and apartment, not No pool. I remember my mom would get us one of those, fill it up with the hose. It would take forever to fill up. You were so excited to have it. Then they would never refill it. It would just be the same gross water for like weeks on end.
Yes. Yeah, they don't put chlorine in it or anything. They just dump it out and say, oh, it's too expensive to refill. Get the fuck out of here. And they throw it away.
Yep.
As a little kid, we had a pool at our first house in Downey. We had a pool. And then my parents moved from a fucking house in Downey with a pool, which was nice, and had a huge backyard, to fucking Bellflower with no pool in a shithole. I literally lived one block away from where Monica's house is. One block away from a cool house with a pool. I lived over there, and we weren't there very long, then we moved back to Downey to the house my parents still live in now. And that didn't have fucking pool either. It was bullshit.
I have never lived... As a kid, I had relatives with pools. I've never had a pool. And then as an adult, I've lived in an apartment building and like a condo complex with a pool, but I've never had a house with my own pool.
Thank God when I lived in Phoenix, I lived in a condo with a pool.
Yeah, that comes in handy in Phoenix. Yeah. My sister has a pool, and it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, okay. My daughter is flipping out because I still haven't hooked up the jacuzzi that I have.
Oh, right.
But think about this. I live on a fucking hill. So the ground has to be leveled, has to be dug in, all this shit. Then it's got to be wired. My wife's been giving me nonstop drama since the second I got it that we can't hook it up because it's going to jack the electric bill. So I'm like, all right, I'll do solar. But then that shit's so fucking expensive that I just haven't done anything. It's been sitting there for like 2 years.
How much is a solar array to run a hot tub?
A lot. Thousands.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what I figured because it's not cheap. It's like 10 grand to get the one on the roof for your house.
I think just to get it on the pool, on the jacuzzi, I could probably get it all in all about $4,000 by the time I got, because you got to buy the pumps and the time and all the shit. Right. It's not what's already there.
Now, it's going to use some electricity because it's got to circulate always just a little.
Yeah, it's got to be able to run the filter.
But how much? It's not going to use $4,000 a year worth of electricity.
No, apparently when you keep those on and most people keep them heated so that when you use it, you don't got to wait forever to be able to get in it. You crank the heater up and they're a bitch. Apparently they're very expensive on your electric bill once you keep it going. And not to mention chlorine, all that shit, the mix, or you have the salt water one, it's blah, 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 blah.
Right,
They're a pain in the ass. And I have not done it because I don't need any more pains in my ass. I've got two in my house already.
Right.
Oh, fuck. My war with rats is still going on. I'm still.
Oh, how are you doing with that? Have you caught any more?
I got one more today. But the motherfuckers are getting peanut butter off a rat trap without setting it off. I got fucking Houdini rats here.
Yeah, you got smart ones.
Motherfuckers. The first one I got was huge. It was so big. It was fucking scary. Today, I think it was a female.
How have they not come up with better rat traps with technology and shit? You'd think there'd be something that just electrocuted them or something.
They have those. It's like a trap that they go, like bait stations where they go inside, eat the bait and run out. And then they go die in your fucking walls and rot.
Right.
They have something like that electrocutes them.
Does it work well? I mean, how have they not invented something that really works great?
I don't fucking want. I think what they have that works well, the things I've seen, it's like basically like a kiddie pool set up with a rolly thing on it. Then when they run out and then they touch the bait in the middle, then the fucking thing rolls them into the water and drowns them.
Oh, really? I've never seen that.
I think they're homemade because I've researched every fucking angle on this. And I remember seeing this one where it was like they were getting like 20, 30 rats a night on this thing.
That's crazy.
And the other thing,
rats not swim?
No, you have to make it so they can't get out. They can swim, fuckers, but they just eventually drown. And then a mongoose. That's the main thing I should get. I need a fucking mongoose.
How would you keep it on your property?
They're trained to look up. Okay, if you go down this rabbit hole, don't be mad at me, but go on YouTube and type in fucking mongoose rat hunter. And you will see these fucking people. They have these pet mongooses, and they just let the little fucker go, and it goes to work, man. It knows what it's doing, and it just kills to kill. It doesn't eat them. It just pounces, kills. On the next one, pounce, kill, pounce, kill. Fucking things are ruthless. And they also say, though, they also bite you. The mongooses are badass little fuckers. and they can bite through a steel glove.
Oh,
their
God.
Bite is so strong. Like, they're dangerous little bastards, but they are semi-domesticated, and they'll come back to you. Like, you can let it go. It'll fucking go out and just kill the shit out of the rats and come back. It's super cool. I've looked at that.
I had no idea you could train them to hang out.
Hang out and fuck things up for you. I had a ferret in high school. My brother went and bought a ferret.
And they don't hunt rats, though, right?
They hunt rats, too, but they're illegal because they also hunt some endangered California prairie dog.
Oh.
So you can't have one in California, even though we did. And they get loose. Dude, but we had that fucker, and he lived in a rabbit cage in the backyard, a big, rabbit pen.
Like a hutch.
Yeah. And we had him, and we'd bring him in every day, or take him out every day, feed him, play with him. And he was tamed, and he ate cat food and shit in a kitty litter box. But he would fucking go into the house, and he would hide. And he would wait for anything to come down the hallway, and he would fucking jump out and attack you playing. But he would draw blood. I mean, he'd bite your feet and your ankles. And the fucker, dude, we had that big-ass pit bull at the time. And I remember one time, his name was Max. Max was loose in the house. And all of a sudden, I hear, the pit bull running into walls and shit and just, bam, bam, bam. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's coming running down. He's trying to run back to me because he's scared. The fucking ferret is clinging to his face, and he's got his eyes covered, and he's biting the shit out of him. The pit bull's like, what the fuck? And he's running around. But then they would play, and the pit bull would pick him up, carry him around, throw him down. The ferret would jump on him. Pit bull would stand on him. They were buddies. That thing, it was a weird fucking pet, and they stink. They have a weird musk scent.
That seems a little terrifying. I don't know if I'd be down with it.
By the way, if you have children, little children, they would be fucking terrified. It's like a weasel that pops out of... Fucker will be in the cushions of the couch, and you'll come up, and then they arch their back, and they jump up and down, and then they fucking attack the shit out of you. Like an aggressive kitten. You know, they play real rough.
Right.
Like a kitten will come up and just bite you and scratch you. They're like that. Fucker, and they have claws, too. Claws and the same exact teeth as a cat.
When I was a kid, we had a cat, and it would wait on a shelf for my dad to walk by and then jump on his back.
Wow, fuck. I'd kill that fucker.
I remember that because the cat didn't fuck with me or my sister, but for some reason it did not like my dad.
It wasn't playing? It was like fucking with him?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was a little kid, so yeah. It could have been the way it played, but I just remember it would leap onto his back like when he didn't expect it.
Dude, I remember when I met my wife, my brother-in-law was living in a frat house in Bakersfield, and they had a cat in this frat house, and it was this scrappy fucking kitten, and they all fucked with it, so it was really fucking mean. His name was Chief. And then the summer came, and he just brought it home. And then, of course, he left it at my in-law's house and bailed. And we come in, and...
You mean, forever? He didn't take it back the next semester?
He just died, 2 years ago. The fucker was, 20 years old. So we come in, and the fucker is... saw me. I remember coming in, and they said, be careful of the cat. He's really aggressive to boys. And I'm like, what? And he was fine with the whole family. He was chill and would purr and you could pet him. That fucker saw me, dude. And I'm sitting there just sitting on the couch. Next thing I know, that fucker's claws into my calf and biting the shit out of me. And I'm like, what? And he was just playing. But Jesus, he was freaking rough.
Yeah, I bet the frat house cat seems like
that. Yeah, dude. But I can't believe he lasted there for... he might have been over 20.
That's crazy.
He was fucking old. Old. And he stayed there forever. He was super cool. Chief was cool.
Your in-laws' house is where animals get dumped.
Well, most often.
Didn't you leave a dog there?
We left a dog there because the neighbor kept complaining about it because it wouldn't stop barking. And then it got over there and it wouldn't stop barking and we ended up having to fucking get rid of it. Yeah, that dog was just a nonstop barking, and I didn't want to slit its throat or whatever they do. They cut their vocal cords. That's just not cool. So we got rid of her. But my brother-in-law dumped a dog over there, and then they were like, get rid of it. It was a big-ass German Shepherd. And then he brought that to his in-law's house in Bakersfield, and then they had it forever. That dog lived a long time, too. And then he left a cat over there.
Why does he keep ditching animals places?
Yeah, and now he's got – I think one died. He had two huskies. Dude, you couldn't pay me to have a husky. They talk about barking.
They're kind of crazy.
And they talk. They literally talk. They're like all the time. They try to communicate with you. I'm like, I don't want a fucking dog. But the German Shepherd will whine and like nip and like make noises at you to get your attention or let you know he wants to do something.
Right.
But he's not like a fucking husky.
Right.
But huskies can talk. Whenever you see a dog say, I love you or whatever, it's a husky.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It is always.
It's weird.
What's your nephew doing? Is he just chilling on lockdown? Or is he?
I don't know a kid right now that's not pretty fucking stoked on this whole thing.
Yeah, Bing was kind of complaining, and I explained to him why it was awesome. Dude. I'm like, I would have killed in my junior high years to not have to go to school.
Okay, but for us, it would have sucked because
we didn't have
internet. So we'd had to have gone. Our parents would have went to school, picked up the packets. We would have done the packets with no help. And God, at my house, I'd have got beat for not knowing what the fuck I was doing.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it would have sucked. And we had no games. But we did have – we had Atari. I guess we'd be playing that probably.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. I remember doing homework, you know, with like the book and the sheet and trying to get help from my mom and her getting mad at me. And I'm like, I don't know.
And you now, fucking idiot. I'm
like,
oh shit.
Now Bing comes to me with a question. I'm like, I don't know, hold on, and I Google search, you know.
Yeah.
How do you divide fractions or whatever the fuck the problem is? And I find out real quick and tell him how to do it.
I know. It's so fucking stupid.
I was telling them the other day, do you remember doing stupid reports and having the typewriter sitting up all night typing like it's 10 pages and typing 10
and
pages?
And then liquid paper, trying to fix it?
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't have fucking autocorrect or spell check, motherfuckers.
No, you'd screw it up. You'd have to go back and fix typing. Something would happen. The stupid little hammers would stick or something. It was a pain in the ass.
Or the ribbon would run out.
Yep.
Oh, shit. That was I hate it.
And no 24-hour stores back then. No Amazon to deliver it. You ran out of ribbon. You had to wait till the next day until you could go buy one somewhere.
Yeah, and then your parents say, why didn't you do this earlier? You waited to the last minute. It's your fault. Shut up. Yeah. And we had at my house, and this was what the Google was encyclopedia. We had a set of encyclopedias, and that's where you found shit.
Yep, that didn't get updated every year. Your encyclopedias were from whatever year your parents wanted to blow $1,000.
Yeah, I think they finally threw them out at some point when I was in high school.
I didn't even have a full set. I had, remember how at the supermarket they would do a thing where you could buy one a week and like, remember they used to do pots and pans and stuff where every week they would have another piece on sale for like $5?
Yeah.
Well, they did that with encyclopedias too. And so I ended up with like only like A through G or something.
Okay. Here's another one that is old. And you are old if you remember this, because I vaguely remember this as a little kid and my parents never did it, but the lady that was my fake grandma loved it and did it. And I got into it with her. Do you remember blue chip stamps?
Yes. I went to the bowling alley with my dad on the night I would play in the arcade. He'd give me like $3 in quarters. And he bowled, and different pins would pop up. And if you picked them up or whatever, you got more blue chips. And then he would put them in a book. And I remember going to the store with him. There was a blue chip, like, redemption store where you would bring them and trade them.
It was like
stuff.
Chuck E. Cheese Arcade for adults.
Exactly.
It was fucking cool because I remember she always had them everywhere. And I would be like, let's put these. And I remember I'd make her, like, put them in a book, and then we'd go down and redeem them.
Yeah, and you'd redeem them from weird shit like a vacuum or,
a blender or a toaster.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It was fucking cool.
I totally remember that. I remember going to the redemption store with my dad and him taking the books of blue chips that he got from bowling. How else did you get them?
I don't remember because my parents weren't into it. My parents didn't do it, and I think they did it because they were old. And I don't know. I think also I started finding them at her house. And when I met her, her husband had just died.
Okay.
So her husband was dead and she was in a house all by herself and running a business. And her and I became bestest buddies. She literally became like my grandma. And I would play at her house all the time. And I was there all the time. And I started finding them. And so I don't know if maybe it could have been bowling or something. I'm not sure.
I mean, I just know that's how my dad, they had blue chip bowling night. And they would have a colored pin that would show up randomly. And if it was like, if you got a strike on the, you know, like, and I don't even know, somebody had to be keeping track because there were no computer pin things back. But that's how he would, at the end of the night, he would get, you know, all these blue chips and we'd put them in those books.
Yeah, and go get, and by the way, nothing really, I never got any, I was so excited to go, but it wasn't like we were getting toys.
No, yeah, that's the thing. We're never getting anything for me, but I did like going. I remember it was an adventure.
Yeah, it's fucking cool as hell. Put stamps in a book and they give you free shit?
It was weird. How did that work?
I don't know.
So who was paying, you know, like I know my dad paid to be, to do the blue chip bowling. So the bowling alley made money off of everybody doing it to play and win blue chips.
Yeah.
Were the blue chips like a thing that companies bought and any company, I mean, like I'm now that you bring it up, I'm kind of confused on how it all works.
How the distribution of them. I think maybe too, you might even got them at the grocery store. Perhaps. Like if maybe. if you bought like $100 worth of groceries, they'd give you some blue chips.
I remember our redemption store was somewhere in North Hollywood. And I remember it, at least in my kid memory, it seemed like a pretty big place where we redeemed them.
Yeah.
And it was like a specific store that it wasn't like you went into like a Target type store. It was specifically the blue chip place.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was a blue chip fucking redemption center.
Right.
Which is weird because how did they make money?
That's what I mean. How was the money made in this? They were giving you prizes. Like this was a whole store with employees.
Why
and
weren't
shit.
People counterfeiting blue chip stamps?
Right. Maybe they were.
That had to be easy to do back then. There was no watermarks or any of that shit.
Right. You would think anybody with a printing press at that point could.
I'd have been banging those fuckers out.
Getting all the toasters.
I got fucking toasters. I'm the toaster king. It might have caught on, though, when you redeemed for like 37 toasters in a month.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. But there's a way. Hell, if that motherfucker could rig the McDonald's contest. Have you watched that yet? That's still fascinating
to me. Yeah, that was fascinating.
I found that thing fascinating. That was one of the best documentaries I've seen in a long time.
I was amazed that it went on for years.
And McDonald's never had a clue.
No, even though these people were all like kind of in the same area and shit.
Related?
They did, and related. They didn't figure it out until that tip came in.
What about when... The one mobster's wife was like, hey, you got to stop having all the winners be big Italians
right.
on the East Coast.
So they got the black lady.
Yes. And that's when they got that African-American lady who crumbled.
Yes.
But as soon as they started investigating, she crumbled like a cheap suit because she was like a single mom thinking, cool. And in the end, she got fucked.
Yeah, that was it. You know who else I felt bad for? I felt bad for her and I felt bad for the kind of slow guy who was the foster kid of the guy. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
But he was a country bumpkin guy who ended up making a lot of money. And the ex foster dad tricked him by telling him that this guy was going through a bad divorce. And he knew that guy had gone through a bad divorce.
Okay. By the way, that guy was a rich ass Mormon, like a rich ass Mormon.
Right.
That guy was wealthy and he was in on the scheme. And he fucked over, he fucked over his foster kid, this kid they had adopted. That guy got drugged into court, and they were trying to make an example of him because he's super successful.
Right. No, and it was like he really got duped, and the guy who duped him kept playing it off like he was trying to do him a favor, and I'm like, no, you screwed that guy.
Yeah, you fucked that kid over.
He didn't need that money at that point. I mean, sure, he knew better. He could have not done it, but I felt like he, you know, was kind of fooled into it by the way he was, you know, told that this guy was.
That guy was definitely a victim too. And then the guy that was the stepbrother of the dude doing the whole scam, Uncle Jerry's stepbrother, who was the first dude. They tried it with him and he got like 10 grand. And he's like, wow, that's crazy. And he goes, and then he brought him $1 million like a couple years later and he threw it in the fucking trash and said, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah, I don't want to do this.
That was the smartest guy out of the whole bunch.
Yep. No, that was a crazy story. The fact that it went and how it was, you know, the mob was involved, and it was crazy how that played out.
And then in weird news story, I'm watching one of my ghost shows right now, and they are at it's called Demonic Plantation. They're at a plantation in the South where there's a demonic spirit. And it made me think, how about the fucking photos coming to light of those dudes that shot that guy in Georgia, and one of them at a fucking Klan rally?
Oh, I haven't seen those yet. That story keeps developing and developing. I have not seen that.
That thing's the gift that keeps on giving. Those racist fuckers chased that guy down because he was jogging in their neighborhood and he was black, and they fucking shot him. And then they were never fucking charged until a video came out later.
Right. Yeah, because everybody in that area was in on it. They knew the DA. They knew.
But now.
And I did see something about the cops had texted the owner of the property after he complained about somebody like stealing stuff from his house under construction and said, hey, if that happens again, call these guys.
Well, the guy, and what's weird is I think the guy was being nosy. I don't think he was stealing. Like, he went to a construction site and he went in and they had him on camera in the construction site. And I think he was just
looks around.
Like, hey, you were like, hey, they've been building this house. I'm gonna go check it out. I totally think that's what that was. It just wasn't because he didn't steal anything. It was, yeah, the whole fucking, that story, that's one of those stories where you're like, fuck, this is a massive injustice. And they have, they're going to get it, though. These guys are going to go to jail.
Hopefully, finally, it's gotten out of the hands of all the locals and it's gotten into, you know, what is it, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation or whatever they call that is on it now.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts, that whole freaking story. But yeah, the dad was at they had a picture of the dad wearing and he's wearing the it's not even the hood, he's wearing like a black shirt with the armband and shit, like he's not even hiding it.
Right. And the other crazy story is that cult mom who the kids are missing.
I don't know that
do
one.
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Her kids are missing. She won't say what happened to them. I think she killed them. She had killed her husband, or there's suspicion she killed her husband, and then she was in Hawaii, and they brought her back. I think her name's like Lori Vallis or something. I don't know, but that one's crazy too. And she won't say what happened to these kids.
Her own kids?
Her own kids. But she's in this like doomsday cult, and they think the world's going to end in July or something.
There's
or June.
Nothing in the world more fucked that a mom killing her own kids. Like,
no, for sure.
It's like a dad, you're like, all right, fucking dads are crazy. He might have been a violent asshole. I don't know how I could justify it more from a dad than I can a mom. Like, the mom is the ultimate go-to for a kid.
For sure. No, I always, and I think the same thing when you see like a mom who lets a child molester have her kid and shit. I'm like, how do you, like, it is the worst.
But I look at, dude, with my son, I'm not fucking kidding. He had a horrible fucking mother. A fucking horrible mother. He has no relationship with her anymore. He wants nothing to do with her.
Right.
And it was fucked. But actually, with her, I could have maybe saw it. Hey, oh, fuck, she killed the kid. Shocker.
What is she doing now? Is she still living in a trailer somewhere?
Homeless, living in a van.
Oh, in a van.
In a van with a fucking meth head.
Locally or in another state?
No, they're like in mid-California somewhere.
Okay.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And it's funny, he'll tell me shit every now and then. Like, he'll be like, dude, I talked to my mom and she fucking is a blah, blah. And I'll laugh, and then he'll look at me and he'll be like, that's fucked up, and then he'll start laughing.
She did do it to herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, did she have that coming. That's a boatload of fucking karma that finally came around after me suffering for 20 fucking years.
Oh, how about the woman missing in Colorado, too? Have you seen that one?
No.
She went off on a bike ride and didn't come back, and somebody called, and then weird shit has happened in the last day or two where they've cordoned off her house and searching her house, but her husband's been putting out videos saying, you know, and offered up
he did it.
200. Yeah. Usually it's the husband, right? I mean, like,
instantly, it's the husband. It's always the husband. Guess who killed JonBenet Ramsey? The mom and dad. Actually,
yeah, how has that never been figured out?
I saw a development in that. One of the parents is dead, but I saw a follow-up on it, and it was basically the brother did it, and the parents covered. And the parents came up with this whole plan because they didn't want to lose both their kids on that day.
Okay. Yeah, because I had heard rumors of that, and then there was, you know, a few, they had thought the mom had done it, and but it was definitely somebody inside that house. How did they not arrest, like, somebody?
I'd arrest the whole family. I mean, like, fuck, all of you are going to jail. Fucking murder and accessory to murder. Fuck all of you.
Wasn't it like Christmas Eve or something?
Yes, or Christmas Day.
It was like nobody else would have ever been around. They lived out in this big house in Colorado or wherever the fuck it was, not near anybody.
Okay. I'm watching now on Demon Plantation or Demonic Plantation when they go in, and this seems to happen a lot when I watch these shows. They have a lot of plantations that are haunted. Always a gay guy couple owning it. And they're showing one right now, and it says, like, this is Bill, the owner. And it says, like, this is Bill's friend. Oh, my God. Dude, and I have a little friend who is from dad. This is a weird story. This kid is about 5 years younger than me, and he lived in Downey, and his dad was friends of the general manager at Power when I worked at Power. Okay. And he got an internship at like 14 years old at Power through his dad. And he was a pain.
How did he get there?
The mom and dad would drive him from Downey, and he would come in and work like on the weekends.
Okay.
So he would come in, and he was there, and he was the gayest little thing ever. A cool kid. I'm friends with him. And he had his little boyfriends, and he would talk to us about being gay. Even then, when that was before it was like cool. You know what I mean?
Before people were out.
And I know he stayed in radio, and he's like a board op for here and there, and he moved around, and he finally moved to Vegas, and he's my friend on Facebook, and to this day I stay in contact with him. He is a fucking right-wing fucking Nazi homo. Dude, insanely fucking Republican. Like, there's all kinds of Republicans that I look at and like, fuck, I wish that fucking dude wasn't on my side. Like, I think everyone has that in any group you're in.
Everybody knows somebody they don't want on their
side. There's somebody in their group that you're like, fuck, please get out of my fucking group. Like, can I have another group that's like a subgroup of this? Because I don't want you in my group. He's that kind of fucking Republican. And he
lives in Vegas.
And he sends me fucking shit all the time. And it's always like the conspiracy about this and that. He's like, he's super, super fucking crazy right wing conspiracy dude.
And I'm like, which is weird for a gay guy. Although there's that, what's his name? Milo.
Oh, yeah. The speaker that they think is hate speech, the gay guy.
Yeah, that gay. Yeah. But he's gay, super right wing guy.
Yeah. Well, look at the John and Ken guy. Those guys are right wingers. One of those is a big
Are those guys still on the radio?
Yeah, that station's still chugging along.
God, I haven't heard mention of them in years. They used to be in the news a lot, and I haven't heard anybody bring up their names in a long time.
Here's how radio is so dead that even in this right now, KFI and KNX both took massive, massive hits in the ratings.
That makes sense.
It shouldn't. They should be booming right now with the fucking coronavirus going on.
Well, but you can watch cable news at home, or people are trapped at home. That's the difference. They're not going anywhere. You don't listen to radio at home anymore.
Yeah, it's just fucking dying.
No, it is. And unless you're in your car, cars are the only thing keeping radio alive. And as they get newer, that's not going to happen anymore either.
Yeah, but I actually will listen once at a blue moon, even though I have Amazon Music on my Alexa. Sometimes I'll listen to a radio station. But you know what's weird? On streaming, like the 570, the Lakers channel, or 710, the Lakers channel, they don't play the Lakers on. You can't listen. Like, I can go get in my car and listen to the Laker game. I come in my house, Alexa will play the Laker game.
Oh, yeah, because of the internet?
Yeah. But it's like, they should know where the fuck I am, and they should fix that problem. I'm in LA. I should get this shit. Just like my cable company won't let me watch shit on the ABC app. I'm like, fuck you. It's a free channel. It's a cable channel.
Isn't that because streaming rights are different than radio rights, and the streaming rights are actually owned by somebody else?
It's all bullshit. That's what I know.
So that's why the radio can't stream it, because they only have radio rights. They don't have streaming rights.
Oh, God. I'm going to go buy a gay plantation in the South.
You should. You'd be great at that.
By the way, how'd you like that? You're a gay guy living in a plantation. You got some racist Confederate fucking ghost pops in.
You're like, God, I can't get a break.
Fuck!
Even the ghosts are harassing me.
I'm going to get fucking harassed by a ghost. This is bullshit. Oh, my God. All right, let's get out of here. I got to go to bed.
Yeah, you got to go get harassed by a gay ghost.
Yeah, go by a right-wing gay ghost. All right, everybody, have a good week. We will talk to you. Somebody help Alina if you can, please, on Facebook. Yeah. And we will talk to you again next week. Till then, peace out.
Check off.
Goodbye.